Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through Geico. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
Hey guys, it's ASMR Glow, and today is a Halloween special. So I just wanted to tell you a bit about my ghost stories. So I put the mood in the video. And let's start right now. Okay, so my first one was when I was in Scotland. Basically, in Edinburgh, you've got all, I think it's called like the most haunted place in the UK. So there are basically vaults under the city. So it's apparently where the less rich people were. They were like in prison and stuff, so apparently it was awful. Like, it was a long time ago, so I don't really remember what happened in these vaults. But yeah, so there was like a ghost tour. So we had a guide, and we were 5, like me, my friend, the guide, and a couple. And we went there at night because obviously that's sort of like me. So we went to hunt the ghost and to know more about them in these walls, because apparently it's very, very haunted. So I feel so scary. Okay. So at one point, there's like a lot of stories, but at one point we had these small machines, like the Ghostbusters machines. I don't know if you see what I mean, but they're basically like detecting some kind of energy going on around you. So we each separated, which seems kind of crazy when you think about it, because they're like haunted vaults and it was very dark, let's say it. And I just walked around and with my friend, and for like 5 minutes we didn't feel anything, like the machine wasn't making any sound. And then at one point we felt something, like the machine started ringing like very loudly on my right side. Like, I was doing this and then it started ringing, and my friend was putting her machine the same side and it was ringing, and then suddenly it disappeared on the right, and then it started ringing on my left. So I was like, okay, fine. We started running back to the guide, and it's so weird because like her machine and my machine were doing the same sounds at this like same places, so it was quite weird. But that's definitely not like the worst thing that I felt here. There was like one room in the vaults where the guy was saying, oh, what was he saying? Yeah, he was talking about like a boy, like a ghost boy, I don't know how you call that. But apparently a lot of wee men and kids were seeing him when they were doing these trips. And for example, he told us a story about this little girl that was playing around with this kid, I guess, and then her mom was like, what are you doing? And then the girl was like, oh, I'm playing with this boy. But no one could see any boy, so I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I had a dress with tights, and suddenly I felt something like pulling my dress and like scratching a little bit my tights. And it was the weirdest feeling. Like, it was so strange. Like, I was like that. My friend was like, dude, there's like something like touching my leg or something. I was really, really scared. And then suddenly, the guy was saying, actually at the same time, he was saying, so, how he basically makes people feel that he's here is that he pulls the clothes, or like he just like, you know, he plays with the clothes and stuff like that. I was like, dude, I don't know. It was something weird. Like, I don't know, the guy didn't really see me, and like he could have said that because he saw me feeling something with my dress or something. But then when we went out of the tour, each ghost story was written on like rocks or something, and then it was actually written that the boy touched the clothes and like scratched people's legs and stuff to make himself, you know, make people kind of see him, feel him. So I was so freaking scared. Like, I'm not really scared, but it was like the best feeling to have felt something. I'm kind of creepy. I'm a creepy girl. But yeah, that was so fun. And yeah, that's what I felt there. My other story was, it was at the university. Basically, I graduated from law last May, I think, last April, May, June, something. And actually, I was in a university, and on my first year, I was sleeping in on campus. So basically, I was living with six other people, and we only shared the kitchen. So at one night, I think it was like in the middle of the year, I was sleeping, and then I think it was like 4 a.m. I heard shouting. Like, it's so weird. I woke up like, I don't know. It like the shouting was so loud that it actually woke me up, and I'm like, okay, I watch Criminal Minds literally every day. I watch Serial Killers every time. Like, I watch Serial Killers documentary, let's be clear. And I at that point, I used to have sort of like a tiny knife just in case something happened under my pillow. It's so freaky. The shouting, like, it was like a lot of boys shouting and then just one girl screaming, "Help me." So like, as a girl, you can imagine that I was like freaking scared. But the only thing I could think of, I pulled my phone to text one of my friends and to say, like, just in case you don't see me tomorrow, I heard something in a corridor. You know. So I took my knife, and I was literally out of my room. I was like, okay, I don't want to die, but I can't let that girl just like be harassed or something. I didn't know what happened. So like, the screaming was so freaking loud, and I went out of my room, and I looked, basically there was a corridor, and then there was a door with like a window to see outside, you know, like through the stairs. And then I went through the corridor. No one was out of their rooms. I was like, cowards. But then I looked through the window. At that point, all the shouting stopped. So I was a bit like, we never know. And I looked through the window, and there was absolutely nothing. So I have absolutely no idea what happened that night. But the only thing I know is that my friend didn't reply. Like, the morning after, he was like, what was that yesterday that you're doing? But anyway, I have great friends. So yeah, that was one thing. And then next story is, okay, basically before I used to live in France with my parents. Like, we had this family flat. I have like one brother and one sister. Like, we were living in the same roof with my parents. So this house, like the building in itself, was very, very old, because it was like Napoleon old, that kind of old, you know. And basically, there was this kind of legend going on. I think it was true because it was like very well known in this part of the town that under the buildings, they're like, I have no idea how you call that in English, but basically I think it's like where people used to be, like the bodies of people used to be thrown or something like that, which is amazing. Like, thank God I didn't know that when I was a kid. And so when you came in building, there was a lift, and then behind the lift there used to be this condemned door. And for some reason with my siblings, we always used to like run straight up the stairs because we were so... That was my brother, that was not a monster. Scared of that condemned door, that we used to like sprint up the stairs, and for some reason it gave a chilly feeling, like you didn't want to be near it. And so this flat that we had was very old. Like before us was there was a very, very old couple, and I think they died probably. I don't know. I have no idea. I was very small, young when we bought it. So I just remember that the first time I set foot in the flat, it was like all ruins. Like, it was all grey, and it was really weird because there was like this small fountain where you could actually drink water, and it was like on the floor for some reason, and like the floor was cracked and stuff. Like, it was horrible. But yeah, my mother has very good taste, fortunately, so she made a very nice light after that. But I'm probably gonna whisper at that point. Maybe some of you are asleep then. So there was this old... moving furniture like for like an hour. Like, it was crazy. Like, every night at the same hour we used to hear that, and it's so annoying. Especially when you sleep. But like, at one point we asked my mother and my parents to actually go up and like talk to the people living upstairs, but was creepy. The people upstairs that actually opened to my mother told her that it was four different flats. Like, we used to have this big flat at the first floor, and at the second floor there used to be like four different flats. So like, basically the people living up my sister's room and the people living up my room were completely different. Like, they were not the same people moving the furniture at the same time every night. So it was freaking creepy. That was like the first kind of thing that we noted. Another thing that we noted was that when I first hired my dog, for a few months, he used to look up at the light, like at the ceiling in the living room, and he used to like bark all the time, which was super annoying. But like, we didn't really, you know, think anything of it until a lot of babies, like cousins, like new cousins, or like, yeah, cousins basically, when they were babies, they used to look up at the same spot on the freaking ceiling, and they used to cry. So like, I don't know, at one point you kind of get used to it, to be honest.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But, what was that? Oh, yeah. Then there was something that I learned quite late because my mother didn't want to alarm me. She basically said that my mother, you have to know that, my mother is, like, she doesn't believe in anything. She doesn't believe in God. She doesn't believe in, like, ghosts or anything. Like, she's not into that at all. But once, apparently, that's what she told me. So everyone knew, apart from me, because she knew that my phone rang. So like, I believe in ghosts like very seriously, so she didn't want to tell me until like we actually moved out. So she told me that once she was in the living room, and basically when you sit on the sofa behind you, you have the wall, and she sat at one point in on the sofa like you do, and she used to like look at her phone all the time. Just she was doing that. Great, how exciting. And then she told me she felt a hand on her shoulder, which is really weird coming from a mother, because like, she's, you know, she's not into that at all. But like, she told me that she felt something, and like for maybe a minute or something, and then it wasn't like a, you know, she told me that she didn't feel it bad, like evil or something. Like, she felt like it was just like a hand on her shoulder to say like, hey. You know what I mean? But like, I was that old couple, and they didn't, like, you know, we've lived maybe like 15 years in that flat, and I never felt anything wrong. I mean, like, I didn't feel like anyone wanted to harm me or something, like, you know, in those horror movies and stuff. It wasn't like that at all. Gets kind of hot. Anyway, next story. Okay, the next stories are kind of unsettling in a way. So basically, my sister has two kids, and she has two daughters, and the oldest one, which is now I think six, she used to have an imaginary friend. That's already kind of creepy, right? But yeah, I was living in London at that point, and she, like, I used to always go, like, we lived in different countries, so I always used to go there to, like, see them. And at one point, she had this imaginary, like, she used to talk alone. Like, my sister thought that she talked alone, but she was actually talking to her friend. I can't remember the name. Let's call her. Was it a boy, actually? I think it was a boy. I think it was a boy, yeah. It was a boy, so. She told her, "Who are you talking to?" And she was like, "Well, I'm talking to that boy, blah, blah, blah." So my sister said, "Like, who is he? Where does he come from?" And that was quite unsettling. My niece said that he was lost, like, his mother was in a hospital when he was in the hospital with her in London. And, like, he didn't see her anymore in the hospital. Like, he lost her, which means she was probably dead. And he was, I don't know, he came back with me from London. Shit. it was just like on, you know, Friday nights. That's what like people, like Jewish people do on Friday nights. Like some of them just go to the synagogue. So like my nieces love to go because they just like dress like really pretty and stuff like that. So they were in the synagogue. Super old. like she looked at them and then like she looked back and then they weren't there anymore or something. So like she woke her husband up and she was like, I'm not sleeping there. So they were downstairs. They actually sleep in the lobby the whole night. And like they had to sleep like two nights in a row, but they didn't, because like even her husband didn't feel like super comfortable in the hotel. So that was something. Next story is, oh yeah, it was the latest one. It happened like a week ago, I think. My brother texted Doug out very, very late in the night, like maybe like 3, 4 a.m. So like, he went outside to take the dog out. And then, it's basically dessert, you know? At that point, like at the time, there isn't anyone in the streets. But like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.